Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a rather subdued Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live broadcasting to you, as usual, from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking Majestic Buckhead, where it is unseasonably warm but rainy. Once the rain's gone, the temperature will drop, I'm sure. Before I kind of even just get into this today, we have two subjects we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton not going to testify in Benghazi, and then the second, obviously, would be Newtown and the tragedy that has happened there. We're going to start with Hillary Clinton, but before we do, I just wanted to say this. My hat goes off to anybody who has a talk radio program or does any kind of commentary on TV, because there are things in life that happen that are just so tough that you don't want to do it. And here I am on this little bitty program, and, you know, it's just hard to muster up what's necessary to really do the job, because there's that, and this is worse than when Obama was reelected in one sense. It just was so out of the blue what happened in Newtown. And, I mean, I'm a dad and a grandfather. I know what 5- and 6-year-olds are like. They're just loving. They just want to come and hug you and play, and they say some of the funniest, most interesting things that you ever want to hear, and you just talk to them and you laugh. It's impossible to be around a 5-year-old for any period of time and not really just enjoy yourself. Now, I mean, you know, being a father of 5 and a grandfather of 9, I know they can drive you crazy. But systematically murder them? This isn't a sick person that did that. It's an evil person. But we'll get into that in a little bit. I'm going to bring my brother Dick on the phone now. Richard, how are you today? Hello?
Listening you to you. Hello? Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can. This is a tough time. I think we'll be talking mostly about that. So before we get into it, I want to talk a little bit, you know, about Hillary Clinton. And we have a commitment. We're gonna follow this Benghazi thing. The mainstream media wants to let it go and let these murders pass. And even though we got this little bitty show where there are others like us who insist on the truth coming out, and we have to press for it. It's Christmas time, and, you know, it'd be nice to just kind of like put this on the back burner until the first of the year, but we can't do it. And the reason
they're hoping we will.
The reason is, here on Saturday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton fainted, fell, and suffered a concussion. She's recovering at home. But because of this, she will not testify on Capitol Hill next week about the attacks in Benghazi. Here's what the State Department said, quote, "While suffering from a stomach virus, Secretary Clinton became dehydrated and fainted, sustaining a concussion," quote, State Department aide Philippa Raines said in a statement, quote, "She has been recovering at home and will continue to be monitored regularly by her doctor. At their recommendation, she will continue to work from home next week, staying in regular contact with the department and other officials. She is looking forward to being back in the office soon." Because of this, she is sending two senior officials to appear in her place. And this is fine with John Kerry, who interestingly is the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who, of course, now he's going to be Secretary of State. This is just collusion, and it's not credible, Dick. It's too convenient.
Doesn't it appall you that they think that we're all that stupid and that they'll just pull the wool right over our eyes and say, okay, Kerry wants to take over as Secretary of State, but he wants to make sure this is behind him, but he will talk to two senior officials. What do they know?
Now,
it seems to me that they
John
didn't
Kerry
have to subpoena
is,
her.
Mm-hmm. Now, John Kerry, of course, had nothing to do with the original cover-up. That isn't part of it. And he may not have anything to do with any of this. It just is a little coincidental. It seems like we're becoming more conspiratorial. But that's probably because there's a real conspiracy here. I don't think we're being nuts about this. It just, here's the thing, and think of this from Hillary Clinton's perspective. Let's let everybody out there who's listening to us, or will listen when they look at the program in the archives. Hillary Clinton wants to be president in 2016. Now, if she testifies under oath and lies, and it comes out, she's done. That will never happen.
In the water.
Yeah, she's done. Mm-hmm. So she can't perjure herself. So what is she doing? She's just doing what Barack Obama does. She's throwing these two aides under the bus, just like Susan Rice.
Yeah.
The Susan Rice got out there, and said, it had to do with this video clip on five shows. And, she just made the case. And, when it came right down to it, Obama said, well, she doesn't know anything. Why don't you come after me? Okay, we are. But Clinton knows. If you remember back when her husband was the president, there were all kinds of scandalous things that happened that had to be covered up. But they got away with it for the most part. I mean, you know, Clinton ejaculated on Monica Lewinsky's dress, and Monica Lewinsky's mother said, "You better keep that dress and not dry clean it," which Monica Lewinsky was smart enough not to do. So when she came to testify, she produced it, and Clinton didn't know that she had it or that had happened, and he had his DNA all over the place, and it was just, he was just caught red-handed in a lie and was impeached for it but not convicted. It effectively ended the last 2 years of his second term.
He wanted to keep all of this under the table, but he couldn't because that's where Monica was.
Oh, folks, I just fell right into that one. I didn't even try. There it was. He wanted to keep it under the table, but he couldn't because that's where Monica was. Well, you know, we have to have... I'm so sorry. I mean, you know, I've lost control of this program here for a moment because my brother is an Irishman from Boston, and he cannot pass up a good line regardless of the seriousness of the conversation. I get it. I'm certainly the same way, too. And it's funny. What happened in Benghazi isn't funny, though.
No.
And there's what's going to happen here. She's also supposed to testify before several committees in the House of Representatives, and one of them she was supposed to testify in front of this week also, and she isn't doing it, and that's on the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and that's chaired by Ross Leighton. That's her last name, two names, Ross hyphen Leighton. And she's from Florida, and she's a Republican because Republicans control the House of Representatives. And she made a statement saying that she was very sorry that that Secretary Clinton was unable to testify, but she will have to testify. So this is a strategy aimed at circumventing the process, but it's not going to work. Work a little bit, but not for long. She's going to have to do it. And when it comes forward, it's going to be very damning. Obama doesn't have to testify. He'll never have to testify unless charges are brought on him. And it's possible that will happen. But this is far more serious than what happened in Watergate, but we are in a political climate now where righteousness, doing the right thing, is not really that highly esteemed. There are people that are just, they don't care. And the people that voted for Obama would be just as glad to see this go away as not. It's hard to believe that 4 years later, character of America can have has eroded as badly as it has. But that certainly seems to be the case here with the whole thing about Benghazi. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, not only that, it just seems the character of this country has changed dramatically, I'd say, in the last 10 years. I mean, when you think about it, that they don't want to put God in anything. And I think part of the problem in this country is that God needs to be a lot more in our life than what these small groups are the ones that have managed to control the majority with their PC types of things. And I think Sandy Hook is one of those areas that people have just given, they've given up on what's right and what's just and what God has given us. And I don't know, it's very, very sad.
Well, when you live in a society,
what would a 5-year-old kid do to you? What would a 5-year-old kid do to you that you have to shoot him? I mean, they're saying some of these children were shot 10 and 11 times. I mean, the only saving grace in this whole thing, Jack, is that that son of a bitch was smart enough to kill himself. So we don't have to go through the agony of having them say he's not guilty and all of the other things that would go along with it.
That seems to happen more often than not when they go into these situations. Like the guy down there at Virginia Tech. He planned on killing himself all along. But we live in a society that repudiates our heritage and the values that created this nation and made it great. And that is our Judeo-Christian heritage in favor of whatever. Without the values, how can you expect people to act in responsible ways? The values are what give them the boundaries. Now, there is no other than Islam. There is no philosophy in the world that says it's okay to just kill kids randomly like that. Now, in Islam, it's okay. And that happens all the time. They'll take a suicide bomber and get on a school bus and blow themselves up. Now, I saw this picture of a group of Israeli students that were probably fourth graders. And there were about 15 of them, and they were all at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, and the kids were there praying, and they were, learning about their heritage. And the teacher didn't have her purse over her shoulder. She had an automatic weapon. Because in Israel, they're attacked so often that the school teachers are taught to protect the kids. And they're armed. Now, this whole thing is being politicized to try and insist upon gun control, which people, just have a knee-jerk reaction that, oh, yes, we don't need guns in our society. Let's get rid of all the guns and everything will be fine. And, of course, you know, the answer to that is consistently, if you get rid of the guns, the law-abiding people will give up theirs. Those that are not law-abiding will not. So the people that are law-abiding are defenseless against criminals, and that is the truth.
Only outlaws will have guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's the universal trump card. But I think that, you know, that there's another alternative here. The people who do these kinds of things fall within, 95% of them, fall within a very structured pattern of how they go about doing what they do. And there are warning signs always, or 95% of the time anyway. And they will brag about what they're going to do. They will make a post on Facebook or some other social media, or, you know, you haven't taken me seriously, but the world will hear about me and what I'm going to do to make a name for myself, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And unfortunately, it's so wacky, people dismiss it. Now, here's a suggestion. Tell me what you think about this. What if some famous movie star, you know, maybe somebody like, you know, Jennifer Aniston or somebody that has a little 5-year-old, you know, just does a public service announcement and say, this is my son, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and I want to make sure that he's always protected. And one of the ways that we can ensure our kids are protected is to know the signs of when somebody is going to go off. If you hear or see of this, report it. You know, when they very first started doing the public service commercials about smoking, nobody paid any attention. But then they'd see more people die. They'd see more people, you know, have all these problems. Finally, over time, people got the message. Now, smoking is a little bit different because it's an addiction and it's hard to quit. This would be much easier. And after Columbine and Newtown and Virginia Tech, and years ago, the University of Texas in Austin, you remember the guy getting up in the tower?
Yeah.
You know, he killed nearly 60 people, I believe. But this has happened a lot. A lot. If people were trained to know the 5 or 6 specific signs to be aware of it, then they could intervene. I mean, they've stopped a lot of people now. But most people don't know what those signs are. I don't know what all of them are. But it would seem to me as if that's something that's positive that could be done, that can be done. I can tell you right now, you know, if they said, well, we're going to take away all of the weapons, with the level of distrust in America towards Barack Hussein Obama, you're not going to get many people to give up their guns.
I sure in the hell wouldn't.
No, I think that that's something that there are millions of people say, you know what, it isn't like something like that would happen and Ronald Reagan gets on the TV and says, you know, we just have to do this. Boy, that'd be a little harder. Most people would probably do it. I think that, you know, that there are lots and lots and lots of people, millions, tens of millions, who would never do it.
No.
Now, Mayor Bloomberg got on the air and said that President Obama should circumvent Congress and issue an executive order to confiscate weapons. Now,
yeah. You mean circumvent the Constitution? Also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that would be primarily, and that's because it's Second Amendment rights.
Right.
And a constitutional right is inalienable. It can't be taken away from you because it's bestowed by our Creator. They haven't been able to take that part out.
Yeah.
I think it's really, if you take the values away, insist upon it, legislate through the court systems, because it's activist judges that have done most of this stuff, and say, no, you can't have a nativity scene. No. You can't have the Ten Commandments on the wall. No, Christian organizations cannot meet on campus. They'll let Muslims, but they won't let Christians. And then these things happen, and the universal question is, how could God let this happen? Well, we have gone our own way, repudiating our heritage, repudiating the values that made us great. We are bringing the consequences of our actions upon ourselves, and we don't like them. That's not going to do us any good. It isn't going to work. These things that are happening are going to continue. It's going to get worse. The lawlessness will increase, and we're in for a huge negative consequence. It's harder when it's been hard to even watch the news. Have they come out with? We've only got 1 minute. Have they come out with any kind of motive from this guy?
No. But I think they have some. I think they have some information. They're just not making it public yet. But
I feel sorry for his father and his brother. Since we have a brother that is highly pathological, to be judged based on what he's done for us is something that we wouldn't want and wouldn't be fair, and we know that personally. And, you know, I think that it's going to be very hard for the rest of them. I mean, I would change my name any rate, we're out of time, and I just want to say God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Have a great day.